It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters a third year, we learn about a school in Chicago's Ukrainian village that's become a hub for refugee families, providing more than 100 Ukrainian children with an education grounded in their culture. The principal is a Wisconsin native, and you can call in with a question, share your comments at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Anna Cirilli is principal of St. Nicholas Cathedral School and grew up in Superior. Anna, welcome to the Ideas Network and welcome back to Wisconsin.
Hi, Kate. Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
How did St. Nicholas find itself in the position to enroll so many Ukrainian students?
So St. Nicholas Cathedral School was built by Ukrainians in 1936 who had immigrated to the United States. So it's always sort of been a school known to Ukrainians in the Chicagoland area, but wasn't, you know, a surprise that we found ourselves inviting, you know, newly arrived Ukrainians from Ukraine.
And you talk about how when the war started, the doorbell would ring at the school. Who would come to the door?
Whole families. You literally have a mom and, you know, 1 to 3 to 4 to even 5 children with her. Sometimes it would be grandparents and a mom and some children. Sometimes it would be an aunt or a sponsor. Sometimes it would be someone that the family or like the person wouldn't even really know, but it was a sponsor that had connected with the Ukrainian and had sponsored them to come over. So we had a wide range of people that came to the door that sometimes knew each other and sometimes had only just met because they had sponsored the Ukrainian family to come to the United States.
And St. Nicholas is located in this neighborhood that is known as the Ukrainian village in Chicago. Can you describe what this neighborhood is like and what the cathedral is like?
Yeah, it's like a little safe haven for Ukrainians. I mean, you walk around and you see flags flying in against the houses. You can walk into a bakery and it's all Ukrainian foods. You can get a lunch fresh from Ukraine, mm-hmm. you know, in Ukrainian village. There's restaurants, coffee shops. You can hear people speaking Ukrainian. It's definitely a little village full of Ukrainians.
We're talking with Anna Cirilli, who's principal of St. Nicholas Cathedral School in Chicago, as we learn about a school that's helped dozens of Ukrainian children fleeing Russia's invasion. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Anna, what is the adjustment like for children coming from a war zone?
Of course, it's difficult, right? So mm-hmm. when they first come, you know, we've seen students, their artwork is dark. It'll be full of smoke or pictures of Russian tanks. And then you'll see over time the colors start to come out, literally. You'll see on the playground the kids interacting positively after some time, but originally you'll hear a lot of arguing, just bickering, things like that. It's just there's trauma, right? And so we work through the trauma with the children in different ways. And eventually you'll see them light up, literally like a candle. Their faces are just full of light and happiness. But they come with sadness and fear and not really knowing what to expect.
Can your school meet these mental health challenges?
We had counselors come, but of course it's hard to find a Ukrainian speaking, you know, counselor. So it was somewhat helpful. So, you know, do we have like counselors on site? No. We've gotten therapists to come in. Our teachers are equipped with being able to manage, you know, difficult conversations, as well as we'll bring in the families to have difficult conversations when needed. So I say that we're equipped when we're able to have conversations and sort of work through situations that come up and problems, fears, you know, we're able to talk through the feelings that our students are experiencing, because, you know, the feelings are normal. And there's sometimes no right answers. We're also connected to St. Nicholas Cathedral. So we do have that connection to the priests. And I do call the priests often to come over and sit with the student if I think that it's needed, so that they have time to really talk through, you know, what they're going through. The priests are also Ukrainian. So, and one of the priests that we have just recently arrived from Ukraine in December. So he's also lived through what they've experienced. So we do have resources, I would say, and people on site that can talk through and relate to the kids, and you know, just go through their emotions and help them sort of sort everything out.
What are the biggest needs of these students?
I would say, you know, initially it's to get them feeling safe, right? They don't know what to expect. They've been bounced around. Sometimes they've lived in 5 different countries over the last, you know, anywhere from like 2 months, depending on how long they were traveling, to a year. They've lived in different homes, different shelters. So they just want some sort of like stability. So we provide that. And then they want, you know, in some cases, some of them are living in underground shelters. So they literally want to be outside. They want to see the light. They want to feel the fresh air. And so we plan field trips. We do fun activities. I mean, my motto is we got to show up to work and have fun, right? We try to just keep them happy and feeling safe. It feels good to know that mom's going to pick them up every day at the end of the day, you know, to get that routine. And once we have that, then we start to focus on the academics and teaching them English, you know, making sure that they're performing at grade level, alongside their peers, you know, with reading and math and everything else. But the first thing that we always think about and make sure that we pay attention to is noticing that making sure that the student is emotionally okay.
Anna Cirilli is principal of St. Nicholas Cathedral School in Chicago. You can be part of the conversation. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. That is students at St. Nicholas Cathedral School singing the national anthem of Ukraine at a recent school assembly. We learn about the school in Chicago that's become a refuge for Ukrainian families in the years since the outbreak of Russia's war in Ukraine. The school's principal, Anna Cirilli, is a Wisconsin native. Call in with a question. You can share your perspective at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Anna, as we heard the students singing there, how difficult are anniversaries, year one of this war, year two of the war?
They're pretty hard. You know, the students sort of realize that they're that far away from possibly returning home. We've had a lot of difficult conversations with families, you know, that don't have an end in sight, right? So they know that we have to just keep talking about the current situation as like a forever, like, you know, you have to keep trying, you have to stay positive, and there is hope for some of them to return someday, but the reality is, you know, they're here right now, and they need to focus on doing the best that they can in the present situation.
What questions do the students ask you as principal?
You know, I think the kids are kids, right? Mm. So I get a range of questions in a day. sometimes they ask me what my favorite color is, but I think, you know, the older students, they ask, they want to know like what their immediate future is like, right? So we're working on getting them into high schools for some of our eighth grade students and planning their next step in their educational journey. So they'll ask, you know, what do they need to do, and finding resources for them to support them to sort of accelerate their learning process, because in Chicago, the transition from eighth grade to ninth grade is extremely stressful. It actually starts in seventh grade. And so for some kids, they've missed that. And so they're competing against kids across the city and trying to get into, you know, just a few high schools in the city, because we have selective enrollment here. So they're asking questions about what do I need to do to be successful? And so we have questions like that. So a range of questions every day.
Last year, Illinois lawmakers, they ended the Invest in Kids program, which gave a tax credit for donations to private school scholarship funds. How is this change affecting your school and your students?
Yeah, St. Nick's has gone through a lot. You know, we went through COVID like everybody else, and then we've experienced this invasion. And then with this tax credit program, we were able to financially support the Ukrainians coming to our school, because our school is tuition based. So, you know, a tuition for one student that we charged is about $8,000. So we knew that families were coming to our doorstep with just one suitcase in some cases, right? So how would they have the financial means to make it for 3 months or an entire school year? So we immediately started fundraising. And through the tax credit scholarship, Illinois residents were able to donate and their tax credits, and they could, you know, assign it to our school. And that was extremely helpful for us for the last 2 years. And unfortunately, you know, we were the underdog, and the voices of our students were not heard by lawmakers in Chicago and Illinois. And the program sunset in December. We're still fighting. We're still hoping that, you know, they might rewrite it and bring it back to some extent. But in the meantime, we continue to fundraise and hope that, you know, there's people that would support a student, or, you know, a student for a month, so that they can attend the school, because it's not just, you know, as simple as going to a public school for these families. And some families have tried, you know, some families have already tried to go to their public school and the school wasn't able to take them. So it's not just like they can walk in and go to school always.
What do you mean by that? The school wasn't able to take them.
It's a surprise, right? Like, mm-hmm. I was surprised, but I know that for some schools, like, they're just full. And they're filled with refugees. So everybody's doing the best that they can. And I know that schools sometimes have to turn students away because they maybe just feel like they don't have the space or the resources for that child. And so they sort of turn them back to the street, and that's when they come to us. So I don't know what the conversations are. I've spoken to a principal before, so I know that that's true. But, you know, they can use things like they don't have an address that fits the zone for that school.
What options are you considering to fill the funding gap for the tuition?
2 years ago, on February 22nd, about a week after that, is when we started first receiving our first student. And then a week later, it was a second student. And then we started to get more and more. And it was like, you know, I picked up the phone and I called some immediate friends that I know support our school. And I said, I think this isn't going to stop. I think we're in this for the long haul. I had no idea that, you know, people were like, well, what's the maximum number of students you could accept? And I was like, 100, you know, I don't know. We're going to just do this. And at that first school year, we accepted 80 plus students, within 3 months. And so I go back to that because in those moments, we didn't close our doors knowing that the students weren't going to be able to pay. I just looked up, you know, I knew God had our back. I know our friends have our back. I know that people listening understand and are empathetic and compassionate to the situation. You know, we're doing everything we can, and once the students are in our school, they're successful, they're happy, they feel safe. So I know that everything we're doing is the right thing, and that's what's important to us. So we're not going to stop doing what we're doing. I'm just going to continue to pick up that phone and call a friend and a supporter and say, hey, I need your help, you know, and hopefully we'll get to the dollar amount to be able to help all the families. We currently have 96 students that rely on that scholarship, but it's going to be a lot of difficult conversations with them over the next couple of months of like, you know, what can they offer to put towards their tuition? Some of them have been here for 2 years now, so they've been able to work and make some income, right? So we'll start with those conversations, and then me picking up the phone and working with the board and the community on trying to raise the funds for our school.
Anna Cirilli is with us, principal of St. Nicholas Cathedral School in Chicago, as we talk about the school's work to help dozens of Ukrainian children who have fled Russia's invasion. Call in with the question. Share insights, 800-642-1234. We're going to hear from one of your board members. One of our producers, Jonah Baleka, spoke with board president Irka Tachuk about challenges facing the school.
The biggest challenge that we have is to provide scholarships for the children. We've always been a poor school. You know, we continue to be a school that struggles to make ends meet. And now we have, 40%, 45% of children who are unable to pay their tuition.
How does the board approach this issue that is, financially impacting the school?
Yeah, I didn't know you had that clip. That was a perfect segue. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm always on the phone, and I'm always on the phone with the board, and we're brainstorming. What do we do? You know, so we brainstorm. We come up with fundraising events. They have a larger network, obviously, in Chicago and just around the United States of people that can support our school. The biggest challenge has been is that this is directly hitting Ukrainians in America, so, and their pockets. And that's who normally would support our school. So that's where it's been more challenging than in the past when we fundraised for the school. It's been that typically alumni or local Ukrainian Americans or Ukrainians that live in the United States would support our school. But now, because everyone's sending their funds to support Ukrainians and Ukraine, it's been more difficult. But we just, you know, the board and I, we continue to brainstorm literally by the minute, you know, on how we can fundraise and, you know, what's our next strategy.
Well, Anna, thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kate.
Anna Cirilli is the principal of Chicago's St. Nicholas Cathedral School, which has welcomed 140 Ukrainian children fleeing the invasion of Russia. And Anna is a native of Superior. For more on Cirilli and St. Nicholas Cathedral School, you can visit WPR.org for additional reporting from WPR producer Jonah Balekas. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.